This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump is scheduled to hold 5 rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin Monday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden is expected in Pennsylvania and Cleveland, Ohio.
We have a president who's given up. I'll never give up, nor will America ever give up. We'll never wave the flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus. The truth is, to beat the virus, we first got to beat Donald Trump. He's the virus.
Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany responds on Fox News.
We reduced the mortality rate by 85%, created a vaccine in record time by the end of the year. Therapeutics that work, the greatest testing system in the world. That's what this president did with the novel virus. What did Joe Biden do with the swine flu? Joe Biden stopped testing, cut off testing, did not deliver a vaccine in time, and survived through the swine flu because of mere fortuity, according to his chief of staff.
USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The presidential election is about the 270 Electoral College votes. Without that, there is no White House. With a high volume of early voters across the board, smaller electoral states will have more power this election, according to Wallet Hub study. Alaska, Iowa, and Ohio have the power to determine the outcome. Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, and the jewel, Pennsylvania, have the most chance to put their candidate over the top. An original American Idol contestant has died. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Nikki McKibben was on AI back in 2002 when the show exploded in popularity. She made it to the finals, finishing behind Justin Guarini and winner Kelly Clarkson. Those closest to Nikki confirmed she died of a brain aneurysm. They say she'd been on life support and was surrounded by family when she passed at the age of 42, and that she was an organ donor as well. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Kerry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Still, the national average cost of child care is between $9,000 and $9,600 per year. GPS, the global positioning system that communicates everything from Google Maps to aviation navigation, has become unreliable across huge stretches of the Mediterranean and Middle East. That's according to data from Eurocontrol. No one is exactly sure how the disruptions are happening, but the disruptions of this scale seen over parts of the Mediterranean and Middle East are believed to be largely caused by man-made jamming and spoofing. Two techniques used used to confuse signals sent from GPS satellites to receivers on Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Are you wearing your Dodger blue after 32 years, World Series championship?
Well, you know, I've lived in New York City now, actually, as for 33 years. I was born in Los Angeles, but I moved to New York City in 87. So I'm primarily a Yankees fan. I do root for the Dodgers sort of secondarily. But I got to tell you, my usual enthusiasm for baseball went right through the floor on the very first day of the truncated season when I watched the Yankees and the Red Sox all line up on the field, every last one of them taking a knee, including the Yankees. The Yankees always have stayed fairly apolitical, which has been great, but they just caved into Black Lives Matter. They're all on their knees, and I saw that, and like a lot of other viewers said, well, that's it. So I paid almost no attention to the season since then. Maybe next fall, or next spring, rather, I'll come back as a loyal baseball fan. But
well, hopefully we all can. Between all these different sports, I mean, the reason we watch them is for amusement and diversion here, and you're exactly right. I mean, I was turned off most of the season. It just drew me in because it was like, you know, well, I grew up in Southern California, so you know, you see Dodger blue and think of Tommy Lasorda and Kurt Gibson and the last time they won a World Series, and you know, it's just like, okay, you get drawn into it. And of course then it was a wild game four, and even last night you kept thinking, okay, you know, are they going to be able to hold on to it? But they did, and you know, good for them. Congratulations.
I saw the clip on the news of game four, the penultimate game, when they dropped the ball twice. That was pretty sloppy. But and don't forget, you mentioned those Dodger, your great Sec Tommy Lasorda, and of course the beloved voice of the Dodgers, Vin Scully, arguably the greatest sportscaster ever. And I could listen to that guy just read names out of the phone book for hours.
I'm with you. I would agree. Well, let's get on to what's happening in our world here. We're getting to the final home stretch of this election, and I thought it was quite interesting. A trending topic on Google is, how do I change my vote? Can I change my vote?
Yeah, I saw that too, and I think it points to this entire disaster that to which we've crept over the years and sprinted this year, and that is this whole idea of moving Election Day from, very clearly in the Constitution, it says the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. That's what the Constitution says. And then we said, okay, let's have absentee ballots for people who are sick or are going to be out of town. That's fine. And we started early voting, okay, a week before November, the November election, and then 2 weeks, and then a month. And you actually had people in North Carolina voting on September 5. That was 24 days before the first presidential debate, and I think if I calculate correctly, 60 days before the November 3 election. I think that's insanity. That's just crazy. And I hope after this election, however it turns out, and obviously I hope President Trump and the Republicans completely romp, we really need to take a look at this and go back to the original idea of people voting on Election Day after you've heard all the speeches, seen all the debates, watched the ads, read the editorials, listened to those of us on TV and radio and so on, and then make an intelligent decision rather than make a decision in the past and then you're upset about something with Hunter Biden, or you're not, you're upset that President Trump unfortunately got COVID-19. You say, okay, I want my ballot back. And some states you actually can change your vote somehow, and others they'll say, sorry, you threw your ballot in the pile, it's too late. And,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just awful. This early voting thing is awful. These mass mailing mail-in ballots are a disaster. We really need to get back to the idea of going back and voting on Election Day with clean voter rolls, with the dead people and the people who've moved away removed. Show your ID card, and we vote on Election Day. We count the votes on Election Day, and the absentee ballots have got to come in by midnight that night, not as in, I believe it's...
About 9 days later or something.
Yeah. I think Michigan, I believe, is 14. Yeah. I think it's 14 days later in Michigan. We may not have a proper countdown in Michigan until November 17th. That's practically Thanksgiving.
No, it's insane.
Absolutely, for no other reason than you want a clear decision so that if President Trump is reelected, he can go about his business and continue doing what he's doing. And if, God forbid, he's defeated, Team Biden can come in saying, okay, we won the election. Let's start, you know, setting up the government to come in. Otherwise, you know, 2 weeks can go into this and nobody knows what to do. Do you pack up and leave if you're working at the Treasury Department under President Trump? Or do you, you know, start looking for a house in suburban D.C. because you're coming in as a, you know, a cabinet secretary or subsecretary under President Biden? No one can make a decision for at least 2 weeks because the people, some judge in Michigan decided you can turn in your ballot all the way up to November 17th. That's just insanity.
Well, when you think about the peaceful transformation of power and the short amount of time, you know, from Election Day, from November the 3rd to your first day in office, January the 20th, I mean, you've got to hustle. And that's, you're hoping for every day, every moment, every hour in order to get your team together so that come Inauguration Day, you're off and rolling. And this was what I was concerned about, even, you know, in 20, and little did we know, all the other resistance that was going on and this attempted coup to even, you know, murk up the works even that much more. You know, this is just not the way to run a government.
Absolutely correct. In fact, I said November 17th being when the Michigan ballots are allowed to be able to come in. You know, I hope I'm wrong, but I think because of all the absurd, ridiculous last-minute rule changes that the Democrats have perpetrated. No Republicans are pushing for this nonsense. It's 1,000% fault of the Democrats. I think we're going to have contested results in multiple states. We'll have judges deciding, okay, these ballots are okay, these ballots are not okay. I said November 17th. This thing may drag well into December.
Can you imagine?
Imagine. Yeah. And again, if let's say you're somebody wants to go, if you're going to work for President Trump, you pretty much can stay in place. But if you think that Joe Biden's going to win and you want to go join the Biden White House, you're there from November 3 until December, who knows what, trying to decide, okay, do I quit my current job and move to D.C.? Do I start looking for a house? Where am I going to put the kids in school? You can't make a decision either, you know, should I stay or should I go, for 4 or 5 weeks. This doesn't serve anybody. And again, the Democrats are 1,000% to blame for the chaos up until now and any chaos that continues after November 3.
It's this was part of their hesitation.
The Republicans are completely blameless in this.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and this was part of their hesitation in, of course, resistance. I mean, there was lots of reasons for them to resist the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, but they didn't want 9 judges if they could get by with 8 and, you know, try to work things in their favor so that if it got too contested, then maybe they'd have to stay with a lower court ruling. And of course, the Democrats are real good at court shopping and judge shopping, right?
Well, that's very true. And you saw in just a couple of weeks, not even a couple of weeks, about a week ago, there was a decision about, I believe it was Pennsylvania being able to turn their ballots in 3 days late. And the Supreme Court, without Amy Coney Barrett on board, split 4-4. John Roberts joining the left, he's doing way too often, I think. And therefore, the lower court decision prevailed, and Pennsylvania can turn in their ballots 3 days late. Now, if you have a lower court decision, you can say, okay, well, we'll go to the lower court. But what happens if the Supreme Court is trying to make a decision between the Ninth Circuit's decision and the Fifth Circuit's decision, and if Amy Coney Barrett were not there, and they split 4-4, okay, well, which circuit prevails, the Ninth Circuit or the Fifth Circuit? We don't know because the Supreme Court deadlocked. And then where do we go? So the Democrats themselves they created the requirement and the necessity and the conditions that merited the immediate placement on the Supreme Court of Amy Coney Barrett, because with all this chaos that's going to come, I fear we need to have 9 justices so we can get a 5-4 decision if that's what it takes. People can agree or disagree with the decision, but at least we'll have a decision we can move forward rather than have a 4-4 tie.
So we got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, we are just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, is just to kind of wrap things up here with all this contention and possibilities, you know, not to mention, I mean, we've been told that, hey, there's going to be riots in the streets almost regardless of who gets elected.
Yeah, this is something really disturbing. The notion, I hope it doesn't happen, the fact we were discussing, the idea that if people are not happy with the election results, they won't just, you know, cry on election night and grind their molars for a week or two and then get about the business of trying to win the next election, but that people are going to go into the streets and I assume just start setting fires and breaking windows and all that. My guess it will not be, you know, if Joe Biden happens to win, which again I hope doesn't happen, but I don't think you're going to see Republicans going out in the streets and engaging in riots. My guess is if President Trump is reelected, that will happen, especially if he gets in with 272 electoral votes or something like that. If he wins in a landslide, which I hope he does, even Antifa might say, well, you know, he kicked our butts, so we're not happy, but we're going to cool it. But especially if it's a close Trump victory, my fear is it's going to make the George Floyd riots look like Easter Sunday.
Yeah, and what we see bubbling here is more than Antifa. You got the Black Lives Matter activists. You've got, you know, these communist Chinese connections that are being revealed right now by Trevor Loudon. I mean, we've got domestic, almost domestic missiles just lying in wait here that could create all kinds of problems.
I think you're right. And look, I hope that Attorney General Barr and the FBI and the Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, local and state law enforcement are on top of this. And God forbid this thing takes off. If it does, it could go on for weeks. It could become even more violent and intense. I mean, with George Floyd, you did have a focus on law enforcement and police brutality, fairly or unfairly. If we do have post-election riots, it will literally be nothing but politically oriented violence, which means that those engaging in it will essentially be engaged in sedition, I assume, or even
literally
by dictionary definition, revolutionary activity. And that needs to be squelched at once. If you want to protest peacefully, wonderful. The second somebody picks up a rock or a brick, the person ought to be handcuffed, straight to jail, and if convicted, I'd say a good 5 to 10 years in prison on it.
Yeah, that that might put them in check here, and maybe we'll start hearing from the suburban housewives dialing 911 and where's law enforcement in my neighborhood, right?
Well, and if they have that concern, then maybe they ought to prevent that from happening by giving President Trump a tremendous and resounding landslide. That's what
exactly. Well, from your lips to God's ears. All right, you wrote about this before, and that is that you know, big tech needs to make up their mind. They need to decide. Between their split personalities. Of course, they're on the Hill in meeting with the Senate Commerce Committee to, you know, to give some explaining. They have explaining to do here with what they've been doing in squelching conservative voices.
You're absolutely correct. In fact, I'm writing about this as we speak. I'm looking at my op-ed piece on my computer screen. I'll read you just a brief comment for a question from Ted Cruz, who grilled Jack Dorsey, the founder and CEO of Twitter, regarding the I think it's 13 days now. The New York Post Twitter account has been blocked. They're frozen. It's, you know, our nation's fourth largest newspaper, founded by none other than Alexander Hamilton 200 plus years ago. And Ted Cruz asked Jack Dorsey, "Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report, what the American people are allowed to hear, and why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?" And that's just how they've been acting. Now, Twitter is a private organization, and if they want to run themselves as a liberal website, that's wonderful, the way that The Nation is liberal or that National Review Online is conservative, but then they cannot or they should not be face or enjoy the protection against litigation, lawsuits, and so on under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. If they want that protection, they need to behave as a platform the same way AT&T does or Spectrum Mobile. You know, if you call somebody on your phone and say, you know, vote for Trump, vote for Biden, you know, raise taxes, cut taxes, AT&T doesn't say, okay, we're going to block all the Trump people, or we're going to let calls through if people want to cut, you know, raise taxes. No, every call gets to go through, and you know, if you're plotting a bank robbery, then you know they may pass your name on to the FBI. But short of that, they let you say what you want. If Twitter wants to behave that way, great. They can enjoy the protections of Section 230. If they want to be a publisher and decide, okay, we hate the New York Post, we love Joe Biden, we hate Donald Trump, great, behave that way. But
exactly.
Then you're going to leave yourself open to New York Post lawsuit if they decide to take you to court for blocking their Twitter account. So they need to decide, are we publishers, or are we each one? Are we a publisher or are we a platform? And they can either enjoy or not enjoy the benefits of Section 230. That I think we need legislation to make them force them to make that choice. It ought to be a free choice, but they need to make a choice and pick one or the other and not be this awful hybrid, which is what they are now.
Exactly. I mean, they're taking full advantage. They've been doing this for a long time. And, of course, you know, we knew this going into this because in 2016, the CEO of Google made it clear to his staff that he was not going to stand for Donald Trump getting reelected. And they were going to do everything they could to block that. And I'm going, whoa, you know, and it's taken us 4 years to get to this point to realize that they weren't going to do what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, that, there was a video that came out of was it the day after Hillary Clinton lost the election. I think was it Twitter headquarters, I believe.
I thought it was Google. Maybe it was Twitter, but I thought it was.
You're right. It was correct. It was Google headquarters. That's right. And it was a big crying session. These people were in tears and, you know, handing out, teddy bears and comfort dogs the whole bit. And they just said, look, we're not going to let this happen again. And I thought that was quite something. And now you're seeing what's happening. You're seeing the stories blocked. The Media Research Center did a count. They found 65 examples where big tech had censored President Trump. You know how many times they blocked stories or Twitter messages, what have you, from Joe Biden?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah, 65 exactly. To 10 or 65 to 3. 65 to 0. Not exactly fair and balanced.
No.
So
no, any more than all the negative reporting about Donald Trump anywhere, 92, 95%. I mean, that's intentional. I mean, that's not by accident.
It's remarkable. I mean, just on a random basis, you think even if you disagree with him, he's got to do more than 5%, you know, good stuff. But, yeah, the reporting actually, again, Media Research Center calculated, I think, June, July, the coverage is 95 negative, 5% positive. Unbelievable. I mean, it's we've gone well beyond media bias into just, full-blown advocacy on one side and censorship against the other side.
Well, DeRoy, so much about this election is about domestic issues, the economy. Of course, the Biden campaign, DNC, just beating the drum on COVID to no end. But certainly, I think one of the legacy points that you wrote about after your time spent with Robert O'Brien is Trump's underappreciated foreign policy.
Yeah, no question. There's a lot that he has done that has gotten very little attention. A perfect example, going back to our previous topic. On last Friday, the administration under President Trump's leadership concluded an Israel-Sudan peace agreement. This is the third peace agreement in the Middle East in 2.5 months. I mean, it's basically, right. A new Mideast peace deal.
After, what, 50 years or something, right? So
the first one was with the United Arab Emirates. That was the first one in 26 years.
Right.
You know how much coverage the ABC, CBS, and NBC Nightly News gave on Friday to that breakthrough between Israel and Sudan?
What, something like zero?
Zero minutes, right. 0 seconds. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And yet, I believe it was the CBS was able to do a story, one of the three networks, on a woman, I think she's in Georgia, who sets up these small meals of human food to feed local chipmunks. They spent over 2 minutes on that story about this woman feeding chipmunks. They couldn't give a little 10-second, piece of videotape with a voiceover by the anchor saying, in Washington, D.C., President Trump concluded a peace agreement between Israel and Sudan. In other news, not even
right.
that. So when you see not even that level of coverage, it says to me and should say to every American that the big three networks and the big media literally are censoring the good things President Trump is accomplishing in order to get Joe Biden elected. It's sick. It's disgusting. And and that's just in the foreign policy area. There are many more wonderful things the president has done. I think ISIS, I mean, it's amazing it didn't come up in the debate last Thursday. The ISIS caliphate grew to the size of not one but two New Jerseys.
Yes.
I like New Jersey, but one is plenty, thank you. two New Jerseys, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Totally eliminated, completely erased, and sandblasted right out off the desert floor. And that alone is a huge accomplishment. I mean, when Obama and Biden were there, you used to hear about ISIS this and the people shot and killed in San Bernardino and the airport in Brussels and the restaurant and the disco in Paris and Americans killed. And nobody talks about ISIS anymore. I mean,
right.
To a degree, it's such a success for President Trump that it's gone totally off people's minds. He doesn't really get credit for it anymore because it's totally forgotten.
Well, we got to leave it there until we talk again. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIG. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Eddie Hassel, known for his roles in NBC's Surface and the 2010 film The Kids Are All Right, has died after a shooting in Texas. He was 30. The shooting happened early Sunday in the Dallas suburb of Grand Prairie. Grand Prairie police said in a statement that officers responded to a report of a shooting and found Hassel suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A representative for Hassel told Variety that the shooting appeared to be connected to a carjacking. Grand Prairie police said the motive remains under investigation, but that a car had been taken from the scene of the shooting. A non-climbable fence is being installed around the White House Monday, one day before Election Day. According to reports, the fence will be similar to the barrier that was erected along the White House's perimeter earlier this year amid widespread protests following the police arrest of George Floyd in late May. The fence will go around the Ellipse in Lafayette Square on 15th Street and Constitution Avenue Northwest, as well as 17th Street and on H Street Northwest. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we have Trey Bodge with us, and we're going to tell you all about this in just a moment. It's all about the pandemic that has caused a ripple effect across small business communities. And we know that black-owned business owners in particular have been hit harder as they are closing shops at twice the rate in comparison to non-black-owned businesses. With the holiday season looking very different for small businesses and shoppers, it's important to support your local black-owned businesses. Joining us is smart shopping expert Trey Bodge, who is here to share some ways to rally around and celebrate black-owned businesses. Trey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first of all, why is it important to support black-owned businesses?
Well, black-owned businesses in the U.S., like you said, have been hit hardest by the pandemic. In fact, 41% have shut down due to COVID-19 compared to just 14% of white-owned businesses. And black-owned businesses are also more likely to be restaurants or retail, which, of course, have been hit especially hard. But the good news is that we're finding that people really want to help. Since March, more than 3.5 million people on Facebook in the U.S. have joined new groups created to support black-owned businesses. So that's great to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, that discrepancy that you give is quite astounding. I mean, from 14 to 40%, do we understand why that discrepancy?
Well, I think it is because so many of the businesses are in food services or retail, and those are the segments that have been hit the hardest. and also because Black businesses in general struggle for a number of reasons. In some cases, it's harder for them to get loans. And so there are so many challenges that Black business owners are facing. So it's so important to support them, especially during this holiday shopping season.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what can people do to support these businesses, like you say, during this holiday season?
Has a great initiative called the Season of Support Program, and one of the elements is the Buy Black Friday Gift Guide, which is just launching today. So this guide features an amazing variety of products from Black business owners all across the U.S., so you can find something for everyone on your gift-giving list. And be sure to check out Facebook's Buy Black Friday show, which debuts today. It'll be hosted by stand-up comedian Phoebe Robinson, and it airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and it will air every Friday through Black Friday, which is November 27th, and you'll find Black businesses, musical artists, and entertainers. So that'll be a great way to engage as well.
I got to tell you, Trey, you can't help but think about the Black owners and their families and what they must be enduring. And imagine they have some questions and, you know, what kind of support can they have to connect with their communities?
Yeah, so for the Black business owners out there, it is so important now more than ever to focus your energies on building a digital presence to connect with shoppers. And there are so many easy resources from Facebook pages or setting up an online store to help customers find your business and buy your products on Instagram and Facebook. Another great resource is called Elevate on Facebook, which has live workshops and resources dedicated to Black and Latinx communities. And all of this is a part of the Season of Support program from Facebook, which provides so many resources like help and insights, discounts, training courses, and free access to virtual events featuring business experts and celebrities like Pan France from Queer Eye, for example.
Exactly. Well, Trey Bowage is an accomplished lifestyle journalist and TV commentator who specializes in smart shopping, personal finance, parenting, and retail. Been named top voice in retail by LinkedIn and a top personal finance expert by Go Banking Rates and Flex Jobs. And it's an honor to have her on the show to talk about this important topic. You know, they say in the world of business, it's all about timing. So when should people start to get their holiday items and anything to factor in because of COVID? COVID-19.
Absolutely. So this is something that I've been talking about in recent weeks in my coverage of shopping. I am concerned about potential supply chain issues and shipping delays. So it's really important for shoppers to get their shopping done early, which is why I'm so glad that this gift guide, the Buy Black Gift Guide on Facebook, is being launched today. So it will give you so many resources and gift inspiration. And what's also cool about it is you can really connect with these businesses that you're supporting, because I'm finding that more than ever, shoppers want to connect with who they're buying from. And I love some of the stories of the founders who are part of the guide. For instance, in Houston, there's a business called Africa on My Back, and it was founded in 2016 by a woman named Shanette Price. And she started her business with a Facebook page. And during COVID-19, she's been having some supply chain issues, and so she's actually looked to women in her local Houston area to help get her business going, and she's chugging along. So it's really exciting to see that kind of growth through challenge.
You see, to me, this is what makes America great, is that you have, you know, opportunities like this where people, yes, during tough times can come together, be creative, find new ways to grow their business, because they still have to grow the business. As we know, in business, you either grow or you're not growing. If you're not growing, you're not going to be around very long. And even in these tough times, these stories that we're hearing now and the stories that we will hear down the road, Trey, are just going to be that much more, I guess, encouraging for everybody. And I salute, and I'm with you in celebrating small business. They're the backbone of our country. And these individual stories that are coming out like that, you know, especially, again, in this era of COVID, like nothing we've ever experienced before, I think is quite inspiring, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I've been so fortunate to have partnered with a number of brands throughout COVID to elevate and lift and give light to Black businesses, especially because they are so challenged right now. And so this is such an exciting partnership for me, and I'm really excited about this whole initiative. And there's something very cool that people can do very actively right now that the whole gift guide is just launching today, and it's called the Buy Black Challenge. And just by using the hashtag #BuyBlackChallenge on Facebook and tagging your favorite Black-owned businesses, you can tag friends and colleagues to encourage them to participate in the challenge to bring more visibility to these businesses. And people can even click on the try it button on your post and participate in the challenge as well. So what's so great about social media is that you can spread the word in such a viral way. So I'm really hoping that these initiatives spread the word like wildfire so people can really support Black-owned businesses this holiday season.
Well, the other thing that I'm noticing, Trey, is that it's almost like every day is Black Friday now in this COVID environment, right? I mean, you know, pricing, opportunity, I mean, big sales, that, you know, and some of this, yes, in spite of, you know, some of the challenges in the supply chain, but these businesses have been thinking, they've been in advance of this ever since COVID came into play. Again, this is, goes to the acumen and the business, creativity of owners that thought ahead and have found ways because they said, hey, look, we've got to do something different. And so the creative things that they're coming up with, and the fact of the matter is that, hey, look, they're discounting early and that's good for all the consumers, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I do think we need to be careful about sort of the discount culture, although I am a smart shopper and I talk about discounts all year round.
Right.
And I'm always telling people about sales. But with small businesses, because their profit margin is tighter than, say, a larger business like Walmart, a smaller business doesn't have that ability to discount as deeply. They can't afford to offer 75% off on clearance. And so I would urge consumers to, of course, buy big and take advantage of those awesome discounts, but also buy small and support your small businesses, knowing that you're really helping someone in their family and their employees' families survive. So
exactly.
It's really important to create that balance in your shopping habits.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that's fair, what you're saying there, in terms of, you know, how we choose to, take advantage of these discounts. But the other thing that we get from local businesses is service. I mean, you can't beat the service on a local level. So do we have any final tips on how we as a community can come together to support Black-owned businesses during this challenge time? And also, where can they go for more information, Trey, as we wrap things up?
Yeah, so I would definitely try that Buy Black Challenge, which I mentioned, using that hashtag, tagging your favorite Black-owned businesses, buying Black in general throughout the holiday shopping season, and using social media to share your excitement about these brands. It only does them good. And for more information and for all these resources that we talked about, you can go to facebook.com/liftblackvoices, and you'll see all those amazing resources. And then, of course, the show that's launching today as well, the Buy Black Friday show.
Well, Trey, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Appreciate it. You take care.
Thanks so much for having me.
Trey Bodge, accomplished lifestyle journalist and TV commentator right here with Bill Martinez. You take care. Bye-bye.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process
service for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
But good to have you back with us. How you doing? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, day before the official day, election day. Traditionally, of course, for in some cases, has been going on for weeks and weeks, but we're coming down to it. And so I guess the question will be, will we finally know by the end of tomorrow night, or will it be days before we find out who will win the presidency of the United States of America? Well, as I said, it's great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day, and it's good to have Jack Haney back with us to talk about what we might be able to expect on American investments and our 401ks if, in fact, a blue wave Biden victory happens. Jack, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, well, thank you for having me this morning. It's quite an eventful day here, the day before the election.
Well, with your 20-plus year financial experience, you're the senior partner at the Patriot Gold Group, and you've seen the skittishness of the stock market of late. I guess each prognosticator has their own perspective, beauty being in the eye of the beholder. Some see this as an indication of, Biden's support. Others see it as an indication of Trump's support. So tell us what you're seeing.
Well, Citigroup released a report over the weekend. They're preparing for a contested election. This is the most consequential, as well as, I believe, going to be the most contested election in the history of politics. Nothing. The 25 years in the markets couldn't have prepared me for what may take place this week.
Yeah.
And I do believe, what most investors are preparing for, not that they're anticipating, they're just preparing for the possibility of a blue wave. Mm. So we've seen a shift from equities and into safe haven assets in anticipation of a blue wave and what that would mean for taxes. That's the discussion that's happening all day, every day, from morning until night with all clients right now.
Jack, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying if a blue wave occurs, you're talking major course correction as opposed to a red wave. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. If there were to be a blue wave, keep in mind, of course, Biden's new tax plan is taxing earners over $400,000 a year, raising capital gains taxes from 20% to 39.6%. Trump wants to lower capital gains from 20% to 15%. So in essence, Biden would triple what Trump is proposing for capital gains taxes. And then his first order of business, of course, will be repealing Trump's historic tax reform and raising corporate taxes from 21 to 28%. Yeah, that affects all Americans. This whole idea that it only affects the wealthiest of Americans, when you raise corporate tax rates from 21 to 28%, what that's going to do to American jobs?
Exactly.
Yeah,
we've been down this road before, Jack. I'm not sure we have to fall off the roof once again to find out that gravity is still in play here, but I guess for some Democrats that may be the case.
Well, it's just shocking to me, and especially when you see, you know, Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, the absolute most liberal senator in the Senate. And, you know, you got AOC and her, you know, AOC plus three. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and really just how left the Democrats have gone. I mean, they're not even fringe socialists.
Yes. Jack, I think the thing that astounds me is that in the primary, they were selling what 70% then of the Democrats didn't want. The 30% of what they're selling now, they're forced upon it. And now they're so all in that, you know, so what if they, you know, they go over the abyss? I mean, it's all for the Democratic Party because and this really smacks of desperation, doesn't it? Because if Biden does not win, the Democratic Party, I believe, is going to have to reinvent itself, I guess, in a dramatic sort of way.
Well, I mean, and look, you know, we see Trump narrowing in the polls, but it's, you know, it's so similar to 2016, and you see the number of rallies that he's hosting. I think he's going to be doing 12 rallies in the next 2 days.
I know,
he's done about 24 rallies over the weekend. But you see the enthusiasm. You see America behind him. You see small businesses, the Firefighters Union out of Pennsylvania. I mean, you know, Joe Biden's a Scranton boy who, you know, born in Pennsylvania, lived in Delaware. Meanwhile, the Firefighters Union is supporting Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That came out this morning.
Right.
Because, you know, this whole idea of taking away our private health insurance and moving towards some universal health insurance, and this idea of, you know, free education, a free college education, when a lot of us, you know, we had student loans.
Exactly.
We had to pay off our student loans, and we've had to work hard to repay our student loans. And what, now all of a sudden you're going to propose this free college for all Americans? Where's that money going to come from?
Exactly. Well, you know, we all had skin in the game when we were we took on that debt. And so that's the free market. The pilgrims found out about that early on. The Democrats still hold to that line. There's just, you know, if we only had more time and more money, you know, we'd be proved to you right. Well, you've had all of history to prove that these policies do not work. And it wasn't that long ago under an Obama-Biden regime. 8 very painful years. Look what they did to our economy. I mean, to such a degree that President Obama himself said the best we could hope for was maybe a 1.8% GDP. Well, as the true
growth of any president, and the dismantling of our military. I mean, really,
Yeah, I mean, and then we find out in terms of national security how vulnerable we were as a result of the Obama regime, because not only was Clinton on a pay-for-play program earning millions of dollars outside of her realm as Secretary of State, you've got Joe Biden now complicated. Now, I know the people still, you know, they still haven't gotten their brain around this, but for some of us that look at this and go, wait a minute, this smacks of such, you know, incredible corruption that somehow, I mean, this is what Hillary was hoping for, that she'd be reelected and that her corruption would continue. And we say corruption, you know, legally, I guess, within the confines of the Senate. This is how messed up this is, or the elected process and our government. This kind of stuff is okay. But everyday people go, wait a minute, how can this be okay? If I did it, I'd be in jail. But because where they're at, they're able to get away with it.
Yeah, that's just it. These elected officials, it's the amount of corruption that's running through Washington is, I mean, yeah, you even look at, let's just, you know, look at Clinton's VP back, you know, Al Gore, and the tens of millions that he made investing in Google early and investing in tech stocks and investing in the
internet. It's all insider trading stuff.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
And, you know, now he's some big, you know, climate change advocate, you know. But, you know, here he is worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars based on his investments when he was in office.
Yes, right.
Come on.
And like he was some sort of genius, Jack Haney? I mean, was there any indication in his life that he was a genius, that by raw intelligence he should be able to do this? But only because he was in office, had an inside perspective on what was going on, which is Nancy Pelosi, the same thing. And if you did a breakdown through Congress, how many of those, because back in the days, only until recently, after Peter Schweitzer, you know, called him out on it and exposed him, insider trading was allowed?
It's crazy. Pelosi's flying back and forth from D.C. to California in a private jet. Her daughter, who is a documentary filmmaker, is living on Park Avenue in New York City and has, black Suburbans pick her up every single morning to take her to her offices and out to lunch. And come on, she's a documentary filmmaker.
Yes, right.
But, you know, we're a day out right now, 24 hours. And really, there's only three scenarios regarding this election. You know, Trump winning on, you know, tomorrow and putting an insane amount of pressure on Powell and injecting trillions and trillions of dollars into the stock market. There'll be a second coronavirus rescue bill. So really what most investors need to look into is this is a story about the U.S. dollar. Mm. Investing in physical gold and silver is really a story about the U.S. dollar. So, you know, are trillions and trillions of dollars going to be injected into the stock market? Yes.
Yes.
Is there going to be a second coronavirus rescue bill after the election?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
Probably to the tune of $2.5 trillion. The U.S. dollar has lost 12% of its purchasing power since March, and the chief financial strategist for Schwab Financial Research has said the U.S. dollar could lose another 20% of its value. 20%.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, whether it be Trump victorious or Biden victorious or no decisive winner on election night, which I do believe that we're going to be looking at weeks of uncertainty and counting of absentee and mail-in ballots, neither side conceding, conspiracy theories about the election. I think the country may be further divided, and safe haven assets will be the beneficiaries of this uncertainty.
So we need to look to the gold in them thar hills, is what you're telling me, Jack Haney?
Well, look into a tax-free, penalty-free IRA rollover. We have the election protection, the 2020 election protection, America First IRA with the no-fee-for-life IRA at PatriotGoldGroup.com.
Well, check it out for yourself. Jack Haney has been our guest. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it as always.
Hey, Bill, thank you. All right.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.